Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, dudes and dudettes, homies and peeps, look at the brilliant people with great taste all around you, and get ready for the most fun you've ever had in your life. Think about the most fun you've ever had in your life, and multiply it times a thousand, then double it, and add five. Get goosebumps, look at the sky, let your hair stand on end and say, good God, I'm happy I made it. Welcome to the Happy Together Tour. Can I have a what? Can I have a yeah? Can I have a boofda? I'm Sean Stevens, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Happy Together Tour. The Happy Together Tour 2016 is proud to present an act who has 20 top 10 hit songs. His songs help bring British rock and roll to the rest of the world. The momentum created major U.S. success, and the popularity of his songs live on as he continues to tour throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Spencer Davis Group, please welcome Spencer Davis.
Keep On Running
was number one, January 1966. I remember, I was there. We were on tour with the Rolling Stones at the time. Yeah. Mick wasn't a great granddad then. Anyway, this next song is called I'm a Man. His hands got jammed in there. He says, I couldn't get them out.
Anyway, you'll read about it one day.
Our next act had an amazing journey, selling millions of records on the radio. They became the real life inspiration behind the Partridge Family. even to Earth, to satisfy the baby boom generation in all its extremes and eccentricities. They remain one of the most musically gifted American families to hit the top of the pop charts during that remarkable rise to fame and stardom of the late 60s. Coming all the way from Newport, Rhode Island to the Happy Together Tour, we are proud to present the Cossacks.
This song to our mom, actually, who was our first flower girl. And this is goes to all the flower girls out there. Here we go.
I saw her singing in the rain. Raindrop falling on her. Didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me.
Yeah, the documentary. What did you do wrong, man?
This is one of my
my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's called Indian Lake.
Yeah.
That's right. We've had a great time. You've got a great show ahead of you. We're going to leave you with our biggest shot ever. A thing that we're all losing except for you, young man. We're losing our hair.
You have a good DNA gene.
She asked.
whatever.
Whatever.
Creepy.
It's very serious stuff at 69, man. Serious.
It's creepy now. Let's go.
I'm Harry Newnett, 99. My hair is a fright.
Yes, especially when it's only growing out my ears, my nose, tons of hair in my nose, my brows are pushing them.
I think you broke my middle finger. Which is a good thing. I'm Harry Highlow.
You should really get that shit.
It's broken. Don't ask me why, 'cause he don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead.
It all started in 1967, when his group, the Union Gap, would become one of the most successful music groups of the 1960s. His unmistakable signature voice garnered 6 consecutive gold records, and he capped off 1968, selling more records than any other recording artist, including the Beatles. His greatest hits album today remains one of CBS Records' biggest selling record albums in the label's history. He performed a command performance at the White House for Prince Charles by special invitation of the President. And the Happy Together Tour is proud to present, by special invitation, Gary Puckett.
So many days go by. very much. Thanks for making the kiss. Good evening, everybody. How are you tonight? Are you having a good time so far? All right. Keeping the music, or rather, keeping the Union Gap alive by the music, and also with this great jacket. You guys recognize this? I wore this throughout much of 1968, and it appeared on the Young Girl album. So, kind of cool. Cool thing is, I could actually still put it on. How are you guys doing? Happy band back here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take you to a special day in my life. It was August 17th. It was 1967. I had put together a little group that I was calling the Union Gap Group in San Diego, California. And I thought, you know what? I'd like to get out there on the concert trail. I'd like to go out and work with people like the Beach Boys in Chicago, the Creedence Clearwater Revival, and all those other great groups that were out there, including the Lemon Pipers. So anyway, I came up with this great idea to wear the outfits that we wore. Found a guy that thought my voice was cool. He had a song in his hand. He said, let's go make a record. So we did. You guys liked it. You paid 39 cents for it. And it sold 1.5 million copies then. It's at 16 million now. My favorite. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? Sing along.
What a crowd!
out. I want to take you with us tomorrow. What do you say? You want to go with us? Sure, we got a couple of tour buses. A little overnight bag, that's all you need. A little 8-hour drive to Visalia, California tomorrow. You guys are the greatest. Before I go, let's sing one more together. What do you say? Are you ready to sing? Are you ready to sing? Give me a talking stick scream! You ready, guys?
Goes to God.
We are proud to have this next artist back on the Happy Together tour. His band was the first rock and roll group signed to Columbia Records and the first group to bring that label a million-selling rock and roll record. The songs he sang turned out to be as solid and some of the most straightforward, exciting mid-60s rock and roll as America produced in that extraordinary era. Their music had power and drive and, in short, was some of the best American rock and roll of the 60s. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Because I'm here for the party. And I'm not talking about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I'm talking about the Happy Together Party. Are you ready to join the party? Well, if you're ready to rock, let's roll!
Thank you.
most proud of, it turned out to be the biggest selling single in the history of CBS Records. And it wasn't just because I produced it and sang it, it was because it was a story that needed to be told. And I'm only an eighth Native American, but I'm proud of that blood in my veins. Here's your song.
We'll be right back.
1968. His voice would be one of the most popular voices in music history. For 5 years, no group had more top 10 hits or sold more concert tickets. And during this period, Three Dog Night was undoubtedly the most popular band in America, with 21 consecutive top 40 hits and 12 straight gold LPs. By late 1975, they had sold nearly 50 million records. And now the show goes on. The band's records continue to sell in great numbers, and he receives regular airplay on radio stations around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great joy that we introduce Chuck Negron.
Thank you. very much. So we're going to do a bunch of stuff for you and do some from our second album. Here we go. Slipping away.
No is the saddest experience.
1971. This song was the 1971 record of the year. It was stayed at the number one position for 6 weeks. And by the time it was over, I couldn't stand the song. Okay, enough with this song. Anyway, as things turned out, I'm very grateful for it. I have 6 children, 5 different women. So I needed a song to stay around for a while. Here we go!
Star-crossed about their music, and their sound is iconic, capturing the true spirit of the American 1960s. Angelic harmonies and intoxicating choruses that delivered the most innocent psychedelia that California ever created. For 5 years of hits and great memories for 40 more, their legacy grows stronger every time their name gets mentioned. Today, that happy, uplifting sound continues to be a part of everything possible movies, television shows, promos, and commercials. They have sold over 40 million records worldwide, and we are honored to present the humor, the optimism, the shimmering harmonies and legendary melodies of my friends, Flo and Eddie, Mark Volman and Howard Kalin. Ladies and gentlemen, the Turtles.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to be.
Thank you. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? What is this all about, Caitlin? Lips that have touched Kris Jenner's shall never touch mine. Can I ask you a question? What's the deal with this thing? I can honestly say this is the first time this decade I have been blown on stage, ladies and gentlemen. This decade. I feel the magic, honey. I'm with you. No more fan. Put this to you. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to go rolling in the deep? Here we go! Yeah. That's right. You heard right. We're the Turtles. T-O-R-T-L-E-S.
Yes. We just missed being the Beatles by three letters. $700 bazillion. But the Beatles aren't coming to this place. Here we are.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Take What You Can Get tour. Because, I mean, Ringo may show up, but who the hell cares? It's over, drummer. Take that insipid guitar player with you and leave the damn country. I can't stand it anymore.
We're going to try something tonight a little bit different. We want to record an album. We've started this album called Live Greatest Hits, and we want this audience involved. You are a good audience. I know you can sing. So let's all do this together. Let me hear everybody sing your part. Your part's very simple, but it's critical to the song. So let me hear everybody go, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
This should be very easy for the wives in the audience. I know it was for our five. I had one.
Yeah, but I like women.
Oh. Sing along.
Here we go. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong to protect you and defend your right.
Was diagnosed, past tense, This guy has gone through chemo, has gone through radiation. My partner, Mark Bowen, is now 100% cancer-free. Yes! Damn right!
If this is happening in your family, you know, this was really hard to talk about. But I tell you that without my family, and I mean, we have 21 of us out on this tour, we're going 56 cities, and it means a lot that you come out to see this show for us. Every one of them, all the guys in the band, and it's very important, reach out to somebody you know who has cancer.
And none of us are getting any younger, you guys. Yeah. All of you who are in denial, maybe you should see a doctor this year so next year you too can say, hey, I'm cancer-free now too. Be smart. Don't be an idiot. Don't bury your head in the sand.
And some days are better than others, but... I want you to meet the guys who called the first day when I was in the hospital, and everybody but you.
And, you know, you can tell a bad act just by looking at them, can't you?
On the bass guitar tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Orlando, Florida.
Yes!
Give a nice round of applause to the great Mark Dawson.
Mark Dawson from the Grassroots, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Dawson.
Don't get carried away. On the keyboards from the great city of Catskill, New York. Beautiful little town. And he's a great guy to have out here, a very positive, upbeat guy, and I appreciate you calling me in the hospital, and I know that's hard for you to use phones.
Technology practices.
But give it up to the great Manny Focarazzo.
Manny Focarazzo!
Oh, night one, ladies and gentlemen. We have a really crazy bus. The band and me and Howard Spencer and Mark Lindsay are on this bus together, and it's crazy, man. Nobody wears clothes. And Mark Lindsay.
We gotta talk to him about that, man.
He is a crazy guy, man. I mean, I know what you think when you see, woo, look at these guys.
Oh, he's way beyond that. He's so beyond that.
And right above just Lindsay, it's just. Hang out
like Manson.
Okay. Who's left? Oh yeah, the guy, the drummer, fantastic singer. I told a bunch of people that you can actually hold a note and sing. Show them what you do. Come on, show them. Come on, Steve.
You gotta do it, man.
You wanna hear?
Check this out. $75 to hear that shit with a singer from some island. What the hell?
On the drums.
Oh, we're going down. We'll never work again. Goodbye, Phoenix.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here. On the drums tonight and the great vocals. Right here, Steve Murphy.
Guitar,
the leader of the Happy Together band, our own Paul Schaefer. but his name is Godfrey Townsend.
Yes! And he has his own hair! Godfrey Townsend, a Happy Together Tour man! Mr. Zappa!
If you can stand, I can't. If you can stand for the next 2 minutes and 48 seconds, I guarantee you're going to see something on this stage you have never seen before and will never see again. In 2 minutes and 48 seconds from this, Maestro. But you gotta get up!
By now, you've probably discerned
that we're all incredibly old up here. Our hearing ain't what it used to be. And just like you, we've got to get back to our rooms by 10:30 to take our meds. Colonels were always a drug band, man. I don't know if you knew that. Back in the day, it was pot and acid and all that. We're still a drug band, all right? The drugs have changed. Lipitor. Benicar. Propecia. Oh, what's that little blue pill your wife likes so much? But the key here is that some of us on this tour are older than others of us on this tour. And the truth of the matter is, Mark Lindsay's dressing room is all the way in the back. I'm pretty sure he couldn't hear you just now. In fact, I am 99.9% sure that while he was out here, he couldn't hear you. So I think we ought to kind of regroup and unionize and do that cheer one more time for Mr. Lindsay.
Don't start it yet, you idiot.
I'll tell you when, so we organize so it sounds like something. Okay, here we go.
Do you guys have a good time tonight? Yes! 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 Yes!
Well, we did too. So I tell you what I think we should do. I don't know if everybody is standing by. I could be just out on a limb here, but if it were up to me, I think... I think... I think we gotta start the whole damn show all over again! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the stage, Mr. Spencer Davis!
Thank you.
I'm Shadow Stevens. Please drive carefully, and we'll see you next year. Thanks for coming.